but you never know how long that much goes. And Kara's here. Excellent. All right. Good morning, everyone. It's Commissioner Brian Calk. It's approximately 11:40 on Wednesday, February 26th. We're meeting for the administrative portion of our meeting. Let's get right to it. I move passage of the one item on consent.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Point of order. I was thinking of opening comments, and next thing I knew, there was a motion on the table. I would request that we add an agenda item to discussion matters.
Okay.
That being comments to the EPA. Yes.
Sounds good, sir. Okay. We know it questioned about what we just did right there. Okay. All right, well, let's go right to discussion then. Commissioner Alana and Daryl, James Valley Grain, before I even turn it over to Daryl and you guys, I saw this yesterday. I'm like, where in the heck did this come from? And so I prefer to stay neutral on this. I'll just throw that right out there. Now you can set up what you want to set up.
Okay. Daryl, if you want me to.
Why don't you go ahead, Alana?
Because none of the commissioners ever asked for this, to my knowledge.
No. It was, the commission had thought about facilitating a meeting, and right after that, we got notice that they had filed the formal complaint, and I had just sent it out and said, well, I think this probably changes the facilitate a meeting part of the discussion, and it maybe goes on admin. So we had it on admin, but then we took it off because I wasn't going to be there, and they didn't, this was the last meeting, and they didn't need any comments yet, but since then, they had asked specifically for a support letter.
Being James Valley.
James Valley, yeah. Yep. And so all I did before I went out of town was I asked James Valley's lawyer for the legal way that we're supposed to do it, what are the rules I need to know, and send me an example of what you think you'd like us to say for our review. And then he said he had a letter from Heidi Heitkamp, so I said, well, send that too. And so I was looking at that during the meeting. And during the meeting, I also asked John to see if BN had filed anything because I didn't know when their response was due. They have filed on the 18th, I believe. They filed a response and a motion to dismiss, which I will get out to you electronically and will be docketed. So what I just noticed, and this is my only reading, was during the other meeting, their letter is very, supportive of their complaint, supporting James Valley. I think the Heitkamp letter is a little more neutral. It's more, we want it resolved. It's good to move grain. It's good for North Dakota and the world kind of thing. We want the matter resolved. I think I saw that in there twice. This letter is a little more pro the complaint. Legally, I have absolutely no idea which side should win in that case. So I couldn't recommend that James Valley should be the winning side. I think if you do decide to support the concept of getting grain moved from a shuttle facility, that you would do something more neutral, similar to what the senator said. And I don't know if the other congressmen or senator have been contacted and refused, or are interested or not.
I feel like they should get an answer. I mean, this thing seems to have been dragging out for a long time. So I'm curious, and that's why I was looking forward to the meeting to hear what's the problem on why they can't at least just get an answer, like yes or no. And
might hear that. I mean, you might see some of that in the response of BN. I just started reading it.
Okay.
And they go into why they don't have to give them a rate today. And then they go into a whole bunch of stuff.
20 years of fighting back and forth.
But I didn't get that far. But we could all just read that and we'd know more.
Well, the case is with the NTSB, right?
Yes.
So why the fact that they filed that, does that preclude us from getting them in a room with us? We're not the judges of that case. If we could sit them down in a room and figure out a resolution to it that they could all agree on, or a resolution that we all agreed on, then that might be what our filing should be. But I still think that we need to have the meeting. We need to get Red River Valley and Western, BN, and James Valley Grain in here, I think.
I don't think it does preclude it. I just said it might. It might change whether you wanted to have a meeting or not. Certainly, you know, I think you can attempt. They may refuse to come, or they may be great. They may say it's great to come. We did not follow through getting those dates. It was in this week, I think, we had potential dates because the formal filing came in. So if I was, you know, if I should have followed through with setting that up, I was negligent. But I did send the email out. So.
Yeah, and you and I talked about it, too, and I tend to think, like, if they're in a legal dispute, they probably aren't real likely to want to sit down and negotiate separately. But, well, maybe.
What is our jurisdiction on this?
We don't really have any.
That's my point, is that I don't think it's a good idea. Let this play itself out.
This is a similar, I mean, it's not the same kind of issues, but like when, if you had two telephone companies disputing something at FCC and you thought one was really good for North Dakota, one position, and the other one wasn't, we've done some things like that in the past, then you write this letter saying North Dakota needs thus and so, and it happens to be on the side of one of the phone companies. It's that kind of a thing. That's all it is. It's not a jurisdictional thing, and it's not a requirement to comment.
And we've weighed in on non-jurisdictional things before, but in this one, I think it's hard to weigh in. You just don't know what the background is. What is the right choice? And I think that's why I'm where I'm at. So if one commissioner wants to sign the letter, they're more than welcome to, or their own letter.
Yeah.
But I'm not interested in a commission letter.
Well, with that, then, I guess we can just look at looking at the background and doing separate letters if that's the what we choose. I'm comfortable with that too. I just haven't read the BNs. I haven't read the information.
We
so,
didn't pass that out. We just got it.
And nothing precludes Commissioner Chrisman to get these people together if he wants.
Right.
I just
that's
don't
correct.
Want to be part of that discussion.
Correct. Okay.
So, okay.
All I told him is it would be on admin for discussion today.
Thank you, Alana. All righty. Item B2, EPA comment letter. Commissioner Chrisman.
I did not get it quite done, you know, because I think we have another week or something like that or so of until filings are due. Have worked with Sarah a lot, and she's done a lot of work on getting something together, and every time she does, I request her to change something. But with the announcement that the EPA had is coming to North Dakota on Friday, suddenly I thought, well, maybe there's more urgency. Maybe it would be nice to send this officially by Friday morning, and so that when you're at the meeting with her, you could present some of these points. So now suddenly timing becomes more of an issue. And so what I thought I would do is kind of lay out the points that I'm trying to make here in a open setting. When the public has access to it, and then from that point on, just the final details and stuff, hopefully staff can work out with each commissioner and we can get the details ironed out of this format and get it signed off without needing to wait for two more weeks till another meeting. So I'll just kind of lay out to you what I have in mind here is that...
Hold on a second. Can we get copies of that? I'd rather follow along if we're talking about language. Is that the draft letter?
Well, it's a draft letter, but there's some mistakes in it that I, you know.
Yeah, well, I've got it on my computer. I just didn't
have,
bring a copy.
Become public, but.
Did you make copies?
Do you have more copies of it?
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Although I will say there are things in here that I, to the extent that now it's a document before us, I these aren't my thoughts all. So
agreed. These aren't my thoughts either. Yet.
So,
they're Sarah's thoughts.
The points being that I think that we want to make, that the commission wants to go on record in opposition to the EPA's proposed rule regarding the standards of performance for greenhouse gas emissions from new stationary sources. And that also in the same document, we'd also be providing the comments in response to their solicitation for input on drafting a proposed rule regarding the Clean Air Act concerning the development of guidance standards of GHG emission reductions at existing stationary sources. point out to them that we held the symposium on the potential impacts of the rulemaking efforts. I think we should attach a copy of the symposium agenda that will show the people that were here and that it was an open dialogue with pretty much every side of the discussion having the opportunity to weigh in on it. To me, this kind of the summary of it is that it really heightened my awareness and added to my concerns as I listened throughout the day. I think, you know, really four messages kind of stand out, and that's the high costs of the potential rules if they're enacted as proposed, the effects that the rules will have on the reliability of the grid, the fact that carbon capture and storage is not ready for prime time yet, and then some things that the utilities mentioned that if these rules, at least some of them, were to be adopted, some things that maybe haven't been considered fully. In the first of those categories, when it comes to the costs, you know, it's certainly clear that most of the people there firmly believe that utility customers would see dramatic increases in their rates regarding reliability. Numerous groups, including MISO and NERC, have expressed concern on how reliability will be affected by shutting down a significant amount of our coal generation. Regarding carbon capture and storage, the EPA believes that CO2 capture and storage is ready for prime time, and there appears to be little agreement with this position by any other party. Two of the projects that have been cited as proof that CCS works are Kemper and Sask Power, and neither of these projects is yet in service. And in the testimony, it was interesting the emphasis that was placed by the gentleman from Rice University on utilization, that it should be CCUS, carbon capture utilization and storage. And I think that is a very important argument to add to all this. And I mentioned the missing elements that the companies mentioned as not to say that this is under any circumstances good rules, but if some of these were adopted, some of the things that should be taken into consideration. And well, there's a number of those, flexibility to allow states to have follow different paths, limit the premature closing of EGUs, recognize states and utilities that have already made significant investments in renewables, demand-side management, and natural gas EGUs, allow more time for new technology to be developed that's proven cost-effective, and that utilities should be allowed to look back at system emissions versus plant-by-plant reductions. Kind of the summary of it would be that North Dakota and the United States actually has an opportunity to be a catalyst in meeting the energy needs of the world and making literally billions of lives happier and healthier. And unfortunately, the regulatory burden being proposed by EPA is more likely to cause us to be just another part of a world where electricity becomes a luxury item. Those would be kind of the points and highlights of the letter. When we get the exact wording, I would send it around, and you know, for technical changes.
Yeah, I'm fine with what you got going there, Randy. We've talked about that in the work session. Well, I just have a question, though. It's always, obviously, we want to make sure we do what we have to do for public notice, but I do think we're getting a little carried away sometimes when just staffing a letter around, that's fine once we've talked about it, correct?
Right. It's okay. Exactly what Commissioner Crisman and I talked about this morning, which is why I think he's talking about what he wants in the letter now.
Right. But, I mean, we've already had a work session on it.
Right.
So I just want to make sure that I don't want us to get hamstrung by not being able to do our job when we're trying to worry about all these notices for everything, if it's just something that's normal staff document.
Right. I think if something substantive is different, like if you talk about something and somebody produces what you talked about and then you are reading it and you say, I want to cut half of it out.
Correct.
You probably need another quick little meeting as opposed to shopping that around.
Agreed.
That's exact. I think we're all on the same page. I didn't look at this. I didn't know how many changes or whatever were in this.
Okay. But I don't have any substantive changes other than I think we should add the governor's office on the copy two list. That's the only thing I'm happy with whatever you, because I think we're in happy to glad mode. I would extend.
The other part of the equation, though, besides the letter and what it says and who it goes to is this a good timing of it? Do we want to continue to contemplate it more? Or is there agreement that releasing this tomorrow or Friday would be the appropriate time based on the fact that Ms. McCarthy is going to be in the state?
I think as soon as we have it ready to go, there's no sense to wait. I know we wanted to get it by the Attorney General's office just to give them a precursory look. So I think once them and Ilana get a chance to double-check legally that we haven't said it. The reason I asked for the AG, Ilana, was that he's involved in many other suits on this. So I thought it was fair that someone from there, Matt or Tom, take a quick peek at it.
I don't know how much time they might need. Has anybody talked to them about looking at
still
it?
Still trying to
finish it.
With the changes that I asked for, not trying to run it by them.
Okay. I'll make contact with them, though, so they know it's coming. So if you want it out by Friday, they can do it by then.
Okay.
All right.
I'm fine, too. I think we should do a news release on summarizing it because we said we were going to do this, and I think we should time it for Friday in conjunction with her. And I have some – I want to see the final, and I have some suggestions as well.
So the timing of it along with a news release, does that mean that we should send this tomorrow so the news release goes out tomorrow so it's in the press for Friday?
I think it would be better to have it done tomorrow if we can manage that from a time standpoint.
Yep. They're separate documents. I think a news release can go out tomorrow. We already know what the highlights are.
Stacey could take this draft and start putting together a news release.
And on the news release, too, that is not a public meeting either. I mean, you have a document that one commissioner puts together and the other ones get their hack at it. And if they don't like it, then you maybe have to sit down or take that commissioner off.
Right. I just interjected the comment in the hall because it was getting to something that constituted, in my mind, a discussion of public business.
But walk through that one more time. If all three commissioners are in agreement to send a press release out on something, then it's fine to staff it around and tweak a little bit. If we've got one commissioner that functionally doesn't want it, then an individual can send it, correct? Or then you'd have to have some type of meeting.
Right.
And did I explain that correctly?
Yes, you are. And I think the standard is if there's something that begins a discussion, you know, that you think you need to, you know, explain this and somebody else wants to defend that or explain that, that's a discussion. Public business discussion, have a quick meeting. That's all it is. Or stick it on admin.
And if two commissioners don't want a press release, but one does, he or she can then send it on their own, correct?
Correct.
So... it's as clear as mud to me now, but if
help me, because you sat at that meeting, you sat at that seminar with me last week where
if we're doing a news release about something that we just approved publicly in the open and discussion, it's hard for me to understand why the discussion of announcing what we just approved publicly is a public meeting. I'm not opposed to doing it in public. It just makes it hard from a practical standpoint to get it done.
Public business. I don't care if you just did it 10 times. If you have an 11th discussion of public business, two of you, which is a quorum, it's a public meeting. And there is just no exception. There is agenda exceptions. Timing of press release and am I ready and all of that, which is kind of what... The preface to this is I just overheard a conversation and said I think we needed to put it on admin. The agenda, what's going on the agenda of the meeting is the only exception. So whether it's ready to go out or I need more time is not. It's more of a discussion of public business that you say to each other publicly at one of these meetings. That's all it is.
So what if Stacey sits in the public meetings, goes back, drafts the news release,
and
sends it to each one of us?
One of you, and you have nothing to talk about, you send it out.
But what if we want to make changes?
Well, then there's a judgment call. Don't ask me to draw the bright line because I can't do it. There's going to be a judgment call if it's correcting a typo. You know, and you're saying in the meeting we said we really don't like these rules. We want to be more emphatic that, and we all said it at the meeting to each other, that we want to be more emphatic about not liking these rules. All you're doing is correcting something that Stacy or I misunderstood in that meeting, and you're making it what you discussed. But if, as I said with Commissioner Cock a moment ago, if you're reading it and you're thinking, oh, this is too harsh, you know, we should have not been so harsh or whatever, you probably need a quick public meeting again. You can't, if staff shops it from your office to the next, it's a violation of public meeting.
If you're making substantive
If you're making substantive changes, and in, it's not just action, it's hearing information, it's listening to information or evidence, viewing information, and it's talking, even if you don't make any decisions. Am I on right here, what we heard the other day?
But let's go like this. We're getting to the point where we have some things that pick on Stacy as the person been here like a week. She puts together her draft of what she thinks will go out. As soon as the meeting is done today, we all kind of look at it right here, and then we say it's all good. I mean, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
So that's or you could go the other way. If Commissioner Crispin wants to put a press release out about his grain elevator stuff, he can have Stacy draft it. He can send it out and don't even involve us.
Exactly.
As long as his name is the only name on the top.
Exactly.
So it's just that we get three of us in there that's where, or two of us for that matter.
Unfortunately, almost everything in this office, everything, all the administrative, ministerial things are all still public business
right.
in this office.
There's no sense to hurry things to do it. Make sure we do it right, especially given the recent discussion on open meetings.
Yeah, there were lots of good examples at the seminar. And in fact, I have a big set of notes for things to talk to the AG's office about, Ryan and I.
Has the AG ever come back and say it wasn't an open meeting? Whenever he gets those questions? He never does he?
Not too often, not that I recall. You know, well, no violation because it wasn't really a meeting. I've never seen that come back the other way.
I've
seen too many of those either.
So what I'm hearing is there's no sense to hurry things when it comes to doing things jointly. But if you feel like there's a reason, because half the reporters in the state just sat in a meeting and listened to it and they're going to go report on it. And 2 hours later, when you finally get your news release out, it's going to be, you won't have gotten your information in it. Then you should go on your own.
You know, with Stacy, we probably will get to the point where that news release is in your meeting packet.
See, that's where I'd
ready to roll.
Right now, if we take that release and we just take right now when we're done and we take 5 minutes right here, I think it can go out.
Exactly.
That's what I would say.
And maybe staff will be able to get them seriously, ready in the meeting packet, even if you don't mention them, but they're ready to go. Nothing different happened in the meeting or whatever, and they're ready to go.
That makes sense, because then we can do the same intent by 12:15, and the thing is out. And
you could have them ready to pass out on the table.
See, I don't see how you could ever have that.
Yeah, and I don't know.
You wouldn't, and so you're missing the opportunity to give the media the background when they're here.
What do you mean?
You know, an hour from now, even Mike, Nick, they will have almost filed their stories. Dale, for sure. Dave's probably on the newscast right now giving a story about it. But so you'll miss the opportunity while they're here to provide the background information from a joint release. Now, we can still do it in other ways, but that's what I'm hearing is there's, and I get that because you can't have a news release done on something you haven't voted on. You don't even know what your votes are going to be.
You can have a million things done on something you haven't voted on. You just aren't going to hand it out if it doesn't pass. I mean, staff produces stuff on things you haven't voted on all the time. I mean, I don't mean to argue, but we could have 5 news releases ready for you, one saying yes, one saying no, one saying it's 2-1. I mean, we've done that kind of work a lot, if that's what you want.
Just like motions.
Yeah. All right. So Stacy could even get quotes from us listening to what we're saying and put them in the news release while we're saying and have it ready.
Absolutely.
Exactly. I mean, it's theoretically possible. I'm not trying to argue. I'm just saying.
No, but then the risk, let's even take it a little bit deeper. The risk is if one commissioner goes rogue, one commissioner sends something out, and the other one or two looks at it and says, I don't agree with that. So there is and that's fine. But then you could have these dueling things, and which has happened, I'm sure, in the history of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. So it's probably better to have a quick chat about it. But I don't think that before we get to these votes, it's easy for people to get a sense where these votes are going. Did anybody think it was not going to be unanimous in any of these votes today?
No.
No, because you have a general feel.
Well, one of
feel.
Us would have been writing another order.
That's correct.
It might be the comments or like a certain answer to a press question that you didn't anticipate, but you might want to use that line again. I understand that. I do understand that. But all I brought, said the comment was it got to discussion, and I just, in front of...
And the discussion is whether we should send out a joint press release was what the discussion you're concerned about. Yeah. I get that.
And whether it's right.
All right. So did we cover the EPA comments now?
I believe so. We'll have right. shopped around quickly.
Okay. Any other discussion for the good of the order here? How about Kara? Can you give us a quick update on who's what, when, where, who's going for what trips? We've got Minot tomorrow. You sent out the thing.
The itineraries are out, so I think all of you are still going, right?
We are. What time do we have to be at the airport again?
7:30. By 7:30.
Half hour flight up there?
Yep.
It seems a bit tight for an 8:30 hearing.
Okay, do you want to move it up? Mm-mm.
I can't do it early. 7:30 is as soon as I can be. We'll be there. If we're ready to take off at 7:30, so we should be there at 20 after.
Okay, fair enough. If that's what the commissioner wants to do, I'm there. I just don't like being so tight on things. That's in the future.
I would, yeah, in the future we should start them at 9 is probably a better option.
Whatever, that's fine. Okay, and then for Stanley next week, you were working on a... Tell me what you have so far.
Well, everything's good except... So I was going to see if anyone by chance knew anyone in Stanley that would be willing to...
Who have you checked with already, Kara?
Well, the auditor, and then she informed me there's zero taxi service in Stanley. There was one. They no longer do it. And I kind of asked her as a favor if anyone would be willing to just pick you guys up, and she told me that that probably wouldn't be possible. If for whatever reason, last resort, we cannot find someone to give her a call back, she possibly could locate someone, but that we should explore other options at this point. So,
well, I'd be willing to call a mayor, or is there a legislator that lives up there that would be, I mean, even who's
Dave Russ
the nearest
is in Tioga. Bob is down the road a piece. I can't think of him.
Andrews is way up in Crosby.
Yep. We've been stuck in Stanley before.
Okay.
So.
What about, well, how is Enbridge, I wonder, getting around?
Or Whiting
Oil? I mean, oh, wait, Enbridge, this is a different one. This is a different one. Yeah, I don't know. I think we should check with the mayor. I'd be happy to call him.
So you'll call the mayor?
Yep.
Kara, could you double check with the company? I mean, they're already paying for our trip up there via the airplane because it's siting dollars. Ask if the company's, I mean, that's, I don't think that's a stretch because they already use the siting dollars to bring the aircraft,
sure.
If that's okay.
Yeah, that maybe do that first, and then maybe there's an obvious thing there.
Can you provide us an update Monday at 3 o'clock so Randy and I are standing in the tarmac?
Definitely.
Who's going with us up there from staff?
Julie.
So Randy and I and Julie aren't standing in the tarmac? All right, perfect. Okay. Let's see here. While we're talking about press releases, do you want us to have a quick look at that one right now?
Yes.
And then we can get that done, and then we can get it out of here. Thank you, ma'am.
This is a background. It's kind of captured in there, but there might be stuff behind that that we want to pull into there that's included in the background. I'm not sure.
Sure looks good. Okay, now, so Alana, to continue to walk this forward, so we all look at this and we say it looks good, then then I go back to my office and I say, I'd like to change my quote a little bit. Then do I have, is that now a public meeting?
I don't think so.
Okay. Unless it's substantive on the content of things that I don't control. All right.
Well, yeah, I mean, something the other two commissioners need to know about and discuss with you. I mean,
all right.
Did we want to include the one, two, three, four, the fifth paragraph, which is information the company provided? I think it's relevant background, but I just throw that out there as one question I had.
I don't know if it becomes wordy trying to explain it, but the one thing I would see in the third paragraph is part of a four-year plan. XL customers see a 4.9% increase, and on it goes. And I'm thinking most people are going to read that and think of, okay, my rates now are, and now I'm going to have another 4.9%. It probably should be a 4.9 based on their 2012 rates or something like that.
You know, the first bullet kind of provides the full context to that, and maybe it does make sense to sort of take that bullet out and include that discussion about interim rates, a little bit more information about the fact that they were paying 8.05% interim rate, and it provides a refund for overpayment in 2013 of $19 and then an increase in 2014 of $1.20. Could do that.
But that's been pretty fussy. Generally, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I think it's great. I'm just trying to figure out what I'm at a quick quote. And then wherever you want to plug it in at, I'll give that to you. I think it's perfect.
Do you want to move that up? Do you want to redo that explanation of the...
We're laughing at the smell of somebody's lunch.
Sorry. That's right. You still work here.
You didn't find these comments about how the rates are going to be communicated as humorous?
We're just planning the next lunch out.
Quote, Commissioner?
Good to go.
All right, I'll give you my quote, Stace, and then we'll come back.
Are we leaving it, or are we fixing that?
I'll leave it as if it can be fixed without making the paragraph, 300 words longer. I don't know what to put in, but I'm going to leave that to you two. It would be the only flaw I really see in this, but I don't know how to make it better, so.
I think maybe we just say the four-year rate plan approves, as part of the four-year XL, customers will see a 4.9% increase in their bill over 2012 levels, over 2012 rates for each year through 2015.
It at least alludes to it, and that's not adding whole sentences. Because otherwise the paragraph's going to get so long.
Yeah, and then the rest can be explained in the bullet.
Yeah.
Okay. So it would be XL customers will see a 4.9% increase in 4.9% increase over 20 not take out in their bill over 2012 rates for each year through 2015, followed by a rate freeze in 2016. Okay, does that work?
Okay, so you've got the quotes you need, you've got the tweaks you need, so then. That's a great question. Let me throw this idea to Randy and Julie. I think that if you send a quick final draft to the commissioners, and if they don't respond back to you within about 10 minutes, that you have the ability to launch it. That'd be for me speaking.
I'm good to go with that.
Because we all carry these super electronic devices, and it's just that one quick last look through. And also, quite honestly, the awareness that we know it's going out, because oftentimes it'll hit the media. And then you get the phone call, and it just gives us that quick reminder that it's coming, if that's okay with Randy and Julie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so whenever you get it ready, launch it to us, and then if we don't hear back with you, how about 15 minutes? Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Okay, perfect.
I'd also propose, yeah, that sounds good to me, on the explanation paragraph, that first bullet provides a refund to rates payers for overpayment in 2013, and then in parentheses add customers have been paying an interim rate increase of 8.05%. And then that, so that they understand that there's some allusion, you know, clarification as to why they overpaid.
Can you repeat that, please?
I'll just give you my thing.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. I had one. Are we finished there, folks? We good?
Yep.
All right.
I was just going to say, if you can't write as fast as Julie talks, don't ever try and write as fast as Brian can talk.
That's the way it goes. Shoot, move, and communicate. I had one change I would like to make with scheduling with my colleagues, if that's all right. Quite a ways out, April 21st. I got a conflict that arose there. We have a budget meeting April 21st at 1:30. I'd like to propose we move it to the next morning, April 22nd, which is Earth Day, just for the record.
I was going to take Earth Day off.
No. All right, we could move it down the next day if you'd like.
22nd is fine with me.
So I have a conflict the evening of the later the afternoon, so can we do it in the morning on the 22nd?
Yeah, that'd be fine. 10 o'clock would be perfect, because I also have a conflict, probably the same one you have that afternoon.
Okay.
Okay, so Daryl, Esther, can you make that small change? That's all
April
I had.
April 22nd, 10 a.m.
Vice, April 21st at 1:30. And let Mr. Galleon know, too. He'll have to adjust. All right, any other scheduling changes? Okay, just real briefly, I'm going to sit down with Stacy this afternoon at what time are you free? I'm free after 2:30. 2:30 then. There's Mr. Galleon. We've just moved your budget meeting to April 22nd at 10 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
And you and I are going to meet at 2, then 2:30 we'll sit down. Now, we the three of us talked before about the MARC conventions coming up. And John was going to come through, and we talked about maybe getting Stacy involved. Is that still okay? Because I'd like to talk to her about that.
That's great.
Randy, is that okay?
Yep.
Okay, so we'll sit down. I've got some dates coming up, and we'll go from there. So, okay. I have nothing else for the good of the order.
I would also suggest that that would be something that Kara might be involved in, too, from the PUD perspective, and involving her in additional event-related stuff. So she might be good. Hand as well.
All right, perfect. Okay.
We need to schedule a work session.
There's one from you.
That's not on my list. Well, that is on my list. Oh, my goodness. Sorry about that. Schedule a work session for MDU natural rate increase rate design.
We had some, but they didn't work for Alana. Is that correct? Yep.
Thank you, Esther.
We had scheduled this before, but.
Oh, okay. So what are we proposing?
The problem child.
Of what month, Alana?
It was February, so whatever.
So that day is come and gone.
Come and gone, right.
Well, March.
Yeah, those are your hearing days.
March.
March 3rd, I'm open. I don't know where Randy and Julie are at. If for next week, and the next week is shot. That's all I have next week. Does that work for you, Lauren?
March 3rd, I have kind of an issue, but if we absolutely can't find anything else, I'll probably change it. Let's see if we can find a different date.
Okay.
How big of a hurry are we in on this one?
I'd like to get it rolling and wrapped up.
How much time do we think we need?
Hour and a half, maybe. Tops.
That's going to talk into the mic.
Well, I think if it's not the 3rd, then it bumps out to either the 10th or the 11th is what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Well, that week is bad. Could we do it at like 3:30?
Whatever you want, Commissioner.
On the 3rd? Or the 10th or 11th work for me, too?
I'm free on the 3rd. I don't know. Julie, you free?
Let's look at, let's see, what do we have the 10th? We have a work session that afternoon on the wind stuff.
I'm busy in the morning on the 10th, but after the work session, I've got nothing that day.
Why don't we do it after the work session on wind?
Okay. That work for you, Ronnie?
Yep. 3:00. Leave ourselves a few minutes.
Okay. That work for you, Elena?
Yep.
All right. So 3 p.m. March 10th. Be there, be square. All right. Anything else for scheduling? Anything else for the good of the team?
Do we, Randy, do we need to talk about our trip on Thursday? Is that state business?
Oh, where are you going?
We're going to
Thursday?
View that. Friday.
Oh, yeah, Friday. I'm going on one on Friday.
Yeah, Friday to Kemper, to see the coal fired plant that uses the capture and storage technology.
Yes, so
yeah, so we'll need to add that to the calendar, notice it. Anything else that we need to be concerned about with that trip?
No, except that we learned at the seminars, Ryan was just reminding me that if the press asked to go along, you need to make sure you accommodate them.
On the tour.
Or a public, member of the public, but usually it's the press. Yeah.
Down there.
What if the press asked to come along with one commissioner?
Well, that, I guess, would be within your discretion whether you wanted to accommodate them or not. But
why not?
There was an example of something in the Red River Valley where there wasn't enough room on the bus.
Mm.
The press.
All right.
Violation.
And it was a commission, not just a...
It was a quorum.
Okay.
Public body.
Yep.
Where's this trip to again?
Kemper, Mississippi.
I've been there. It's going to be nice down there. Okay. We should maybe just briefly talk to while we... Okay, so we're all going to the hearing on Thursday up in Minot. And then Tuesday, we'll be in Stanley. And Julie, you're covering the hearing. The only discussion I had in the hearing was they asked for a member of us to come down and update them on our thoughts on what we may be doing on pipeline safety for intrastate lines. So I think you're as well versed as any of us on that. And unless
yep, I'm comfortable with that. Might also update them on our comments if it's appropriate for you guys on our EPA comments that we'll file. I think they might be interested in that. Is there anything else that you'd like me to hit? I'm trying to think of what we talked about. Like in Minot, if there's anything else that we want to run through.
You know, Senator Warden was most concerned about our thoughts about the pipelines and what the program may or may not look like, and he's still trying to understand gathering vice interstate, intrastate. Pat and I sat in yesterday with a meeting with Lynn Helms about the Industrial Commission is trying to figure out what exactly gathering line means to them, and so Pat might give you some background on that discussion. You'll be here Tuesday if needed to provide some other stuff, right?
Next Tuesday,
yeah. Because what Lynn proposed is that he didn't say he liked or disliked, but he thought it was certainly a good idea to keep exploring the intrastate lines for us to look at. But he proposed that they're going to be going in and getting some tweaks in some of the bill that directed them to start mapping gathering lines. And he said this might be the perfect spot for you to interject what you might want to do in the intrastate lines. So I thought that was a pretty good opening. Rather than trying to work through a whole bunch of bills when they go back through with the tweaks they want to get. insert what we would want to do from intrastate lines, which would then probably become part of the governor's recommended budget, which would be much easier lift than trying to do it on our own. So that was a really good opportunity that presented itself. So that's the only thing I know that's new since we've all talked.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the points that needs to be made, you know, hear a lot of times about agencies that have control over publicly owned mineral rights and really squabbling over who has the authority over providing access to those when there's maybe a permit area that has some privately owned minerals and some state-owned minerals and some federal-owned minerals and that sort of thing. It becomes very competitive between agencies and between levels of government. I think, and because this has been interesting to me in the last year, that when it comes to this pipeline regulation, this isn't a competitive environment where, you know, we're wanting to regulate it and the feds want to regulate it and we're fighting over who's going to be in authority. My understanding when we talked to PHMSA was they're just fine with having us take this over. And they will pay, what was it, 80% or whatever the percentage is?
Probably more like 50 or 60.
Well, but once you get to certain standards, then they contribute more, it sounds like.
And so similar to coal mine, I guess my point isn't exactly what it is. There's a cost sharing. It's all laid out. It's not a competitive we-they thing. It just is what it is. And they even acknowledge that we would probably have a better system if we ran it.
Right.
And so I think that's an important point for them to realize. There'll be some expense involved, just like there is with our reclamation program, but we'll have a much better system if they choose to go that route.
I asked Ryan to put together a white paper on the process. That where are you at with that? The process, if we would take it over, it's where were you at with that?
That should be done by the end of the week.
Okay, so then you can get that out to... Now, can he staff that to all of us, Alana?
Yes.
Okay, he knows. And that maybe be a nice basis, if it's appropriate, that we could have that for that hearing.
Are there any issues regarding liability that the state takes on if we oversee this program any more than any other? I mean, is that an issue of concern that we should be thinking about in the mix of this discussion?
Yeah, that's definitely an area we should probably look at.
Do we have liability for the on the gas inspections?
I mean, it's our standard state employee liability limits or liability.
I'd like to better understand that before this meeting. Yeah.
Yeah, there's something there.
Just in terms of what additional exposure we'd have, or
it might not be much. But.
Since we're doing it on behalf of the federal government with their oversight, does that protect the state for any wrongdoing if we miss something? I guess that would be the, you know, can we be sued for inspecting?
It'd be no different than our gas program right now.
Right, and the gas program, you know, we're adopting PHMSA standards and we're just inspecting and using. Now, if we went off on our own and started to do some other type of standards, I think we'd probably expose ourselves to more liability, but that's definitely something I'll be looking at.
Okay, that would be helpful.
No, good point, Julie.
It is a very good point, and I would think, like in the case of the gas pipelines, you know, we work with the feds, we say we're doing these things. If, for example, we were just sitting around and not really doing this stuff, and then there was an accident, yeah, I suppose that the state of North Dakota has taken on some liability. On the other hand, just from a leadership standpoint, there's liability, there's also responsibility, and I don't think that with the resources that they have and the huge area they're trying to regulate, I don't think the feds are doing as good a job as we could. And so despite the fact we're taking on additional liability, I think we have some responsibility to offer our services to regulate this in a better way.
I agree. I just want to know what it is, because I would guess that legislators might want to know that too.
It should all be on the table.
Yep. Yeah,
it's a gig. Put all the cards out there. All right, perfect. Good. All right, anything else? Okay, we'll close the administrative portion of our meeting.
Ready to let us go?